The Pacific Northwest is famous for churning out jet airliners, computer software, and huckleberry syrup. The U.S. Olympic track and field team trials, coming up later this month in Eugene, beginning June 18th, will showcase another local product. This region is shaping up to be a veritable factory of Olympians in distance running. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports from Portland why that is.
The track and field squad is the single biggest component of Team USA, bound for the Tokyo Olympics next month.
Gentlemen, on your mark.
It's a safe bet a sizable portion of the U.S. Olympic running team will have ties to the Northwest.
Come back!
Strong showings at the recent high-performance Portland Track Festival gave a confidence boost to Olympic hopefuls who live in our region. To be fair, many of the top American distance runners who train in the Northwest aren't originally from here. Middle distance runner Vincent Ciotti moved clear across the country to join Nike Oregon Track Club Elite in Eugene. This when he turned pro after graduating from Virginia Tech in 2018.
Track Town USA is like a mecca for running. Like, I knew that OTC and being a Nike athlete came with, you know, great resources, like great physio, you know, good facilities to use. I knew that the new Hayward Field was being built, which was a big, big draw.
U.S. 1500-meter champion Craig Engels hails from North Carolina and competed in college for Ole Miss, but now calls Portland home. He trains with coach Pete Julian's group based at Nike headquarters in Beaverton.
It's a tough adjustment if you come from somewhere else. Like, I came from Mississippi where it's sunny, and in the winter here it's real rough, but now I love it.
Nike sponsors two separate pro training teams at its main Beaverton campus. The second one is called the Bowerman Track Club. They recruited middle distance standout Elise Cranny from Stanford.
Growing up, like since high school and watching them compete, watching Shalane, just it was something that I was like, I really want to be there. I feel like I'll get the most out of myself because of like the team atmosphere and everyone pushing one another. So I think I was really hoping that that would be an opportunity, and I feel so grateful to be here and be training with these women.
The background for how the Northwest became a finishing school of future Olympians involves several big personalities. And, of course, the deep pockets of the sportswear companies headquartered around here. Foremost, that's Nike, but also Seattle-based Brooks and Wazelle, both of which sponsor their own teams. Track and field beat writer Ken Goh watched the rise of the elite training groups from his perch at the Oregonian, from which he recently retired.
This all started because Alberto Salazar was at Nike and was distressed to see no Americans who were medal contenders or threats at the international level in the distances. Mm-hmm. It had been pretty much taken over by East African runners.
Salazar was a top American marathoner who went on to found the Nike Oregon Project 20 years ago. The goal was to bring respectability back to American distance running. Salazar is now no longer coaching because of anti-doping allegations lodged against him. Another name Ken Goh credits is Vin Lenana, a former coach and athletic director at the University of Oregon. Lenana oversaw the establishment of the Oregon Track Club Elite branch in 2006. Goh says it's amazing to peek behind the curtain and see the resources the top training groups provide their chosen athletes.
Well, they've got everything. And they have underwater treadmills, they've got weight rooms, they've got physiologists, psychologists, weight coaches, you name, whatever they want, whatever they need, they have. They spend months of the year training at altitude. They fly all over the world.
At this point, the Northwest-based training groups are not only stocking the shelves of Team USA, but more than half a dozen foreign countries, too. That's by virtue of letting in top runners from places like Canada, Europe, Japan, and Australia. I'm Tom Bonsi in Portland.